This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Ah, there you go. Now I can hear something. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me, that you're involved in the conversation, just really, seriously. I mean, I want you involved in the conversation. So if you head up to the website, they've got a chat room going on there. If you like Facebook, we've got a live Facebook feed going on there as well. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. We're going to deal with the transgenders in sports in a minute, but I got to get some of these other stupid stories out of the way. And I do mean stupid stories, because they really are. And don't ask me why I'm doing them. I'm doing them because they're stupid stories. I can't believe that they even get this far. I don't know if you heard that President Trump was made fun of because he used the word paddy wagon. He said it insulted the Irish, or the person complaining said it insulted the Irish. I mean, there's a lot of terms used that insult the Italians. Nobody seems to get upset about those. The James Mulvaney is an adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice and serves as deputy commissioner of the New York State Division of Human Rights. He said the use of the derogatory phrase paddy wagon wasn't the worst thing that President Trump said last week, but it shouldn't get lost amid the litany of objectionable utterances. In a speech on Long Island, Trump bellowed a series of nonspecific pronouncements regarding his administration's strategy to combat the deadly street gang. He provoked the ire of police chiefs across the country with the statements, which is not a true statement. Were there a few? Yes. Were there like this litany, this wave of police chiefs that were irritated? No. Were the statements condoning roughing up of arrestees? Now, listen to the statement. When you see those thugs being thrown in the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in. A little rough. I said, please, don't be too nice. Okay, like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I say you could take your hand away. I say you could take your hand away, too. Look, I'm not saying we should treat them like garbage just to treat them like garbage. Yes, I know the whole thing, you're innocent until proven guilty. I got all of that. But this goes back to what I keep telling you about his New York attitude. This goes back to what I keep saying about being a successful New Yorker, if you would. And, you know, in being rough with gang members is offensive. People beat the crap out of other people just for 7 cents in their pocket, or because they want their girlfriend, or they want something that they have. These people who burn down stores or smash windows because they didn't get paid for their protection? I'm sorry, what part of this is bad? McElvaney goes on to say that the term paddy wagon is very insulting to many Irish. He said, Paddy, of course, borrows from the pet form of the common Irish name, Patrick, and has long been deployed as a slur. The original of Paddy Wagon, though, is unclear. So it's a slur because it means something against the Irish, but we don't, really don't know where it came from. So how do we know it has to do with the Irish? Paddy is. So what is it? Every time somebody call, what is it, for my buddy Simeone? Anybody, every time somebody call a, what is it, baby kangaroo with Joey, are they making fun of me?
Yep.
Shut up. Look at all these stupid, politically correct things we go crazy about. Nobody that I know of until just this minute, when they heard the word paddy wagon, associated one with the other. I heard that term all through my life in Boston. You know, I don't even know if they still use them today. I think they do in some areas. I know they do in Boston. Last time I was back there, guess what they had? Paddy wagons. And if you're Irish, there's nothing to do with Patrick for me. Anyway, according to one popular account, the phrase dates to the mid-19th century when the U.S. cities, notably New York and Boston, were flooded with Irish immigrants escaping the catastrophic food shortage at home. The brand-new New York City Police Department first called the municipals, later in the Metropolitans, was dispatched to round up the Irish on suspicion of drunkenness or to dragoon them into the Union Army. The police back then delivered arrest to stations in horse-drawn vans called Black Marias, named after the famous racehorse and referring both to the signature color and speed. But the vans came to be known as paddy wagons because of the ethnicity of their cargo. Social commentator William J. Stern cited about the account, cited the account in an essay for the City Journal in 1997. Over half of the people arrested in New York in the 1840s and 50s were Irish. So that the police vans were dubbed paddy wagons, and episodes of mob violence in the streets were called Donnybrooks, after a town in Ireland. That must have been very violent at one time. Etymologists are somewhat skeptical of that theory in the newspaper and other sources from the 1800s. Paddy wagon typically refers to a wheelbarrow, according to Merriam-Webster. So which is it? Is it a wheelbarrow or is it a person named Patrick? Well, let's go with the person named Patrick, because that sounds worse when it comes to political correctness, and we can make a big deal out of it. It's just amazing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, we will start to deal with the transgenders in sports. Is it fair? Is it right? Does it make sense? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food. food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
There you go.
Yes, sir, I'm
chick chicky. Can you just say that anymore? I'm telling you, with the uproar that I saw with the Blazing Saddles movie recently, by a whole bunch of young snowflakes, that's just out of their minds. It's such a racist movie. No, yeah, actually it is. Even the blacks say it's not a racist movie. You know, funny, when you have satire, when you show how stupid something is, they won't allow you to do it anymore because it's racist. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I know some of you are going to call and tell me I'm wrong, I'm off. You're going to send me emails telling me I'm wrong, I'm off. I mean, look at it. I bring you the information. I give you what's out there. You decide. That's all I want you to do. I want you to decide. Now, we've done these stories over and 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 over again. And my attempt is never just to make fun of the transgender movement in any way. But I want you to look and think about what's being done. You guys talk about fair, you guys on the left. You want fair and equal. You want equality for all. I mean, I sent out a tweet tonight on something I read, and I said, look, you can't scream at a company for hiring more men than women when you don't believe in gender. How can they hire more women when women don't exist? Or more men when men don't exist, and less women when women don't exist? Which is it? Do they exist or don't they? Because if they don't exist, you lose that whole gender equality thing. It's gone. But if they do exist, then you can't vacillate back and forth whenever you feel like it. But we've done these stories before. We've done this particular kind of story before. And all they do on the left is they just get mad. They get, you know, and the reason I'm bringing this story back, it's an older story, but I'm bringing it back, A, to remind you. And then I'm going to play a clip on a doctor talking about this. And there's doctors on the left, you know, again, when it comes to adults, you do what you want to do. But there's many doctors on the left now coming out and saying, when it comes to giving kids hormone blockers, no, we're not there yet. We don't have the studies. We haven't done the work. Not a good thing. Those are doctors on the left. Those are liberal doctors. Those are socialist doctors. So I don't know if you remember the, let me see if I know this person's name. Oh, yeah. Fallon Fox. Okay? So Fallon Fox is a transgender mixed martial arts competitor. Now, when Fallon had this fight, Fallon broke the eye socket of his last opponent. And the girls were screaming foul because it's a female mixed martial arts, not male. Now, he was born a female. I mean, he was born a male. He identifies as female. But what people don't realize is that doesn't change his body structure. That doesn't change his bone structure. That doesn't change his strength. That doesn't change anything like that. And this isn't just Joe saying it. This is a true statement. You cannot change biology because you think it's different. There are, you know, the funny thing about this is maybe this is my next book, guys, right? You know, how science and political correctness clash. Because you can't have it both ways. You can in your own little feeble world, the world that exists between your ears, but you can't have it both ways. You can't tell people like me that I have to adhere to science except when you decide science isn't right. Because that's what you do. So you tell me I can't believe in God because science can't prove God. So I'm whacked if I believe in a God. You tell me I can't believe in abortion or that, you know, believing in abortion because it's a life, it doesn't have a heartbeat, it doesn't this, it doesn't that. Well, science says it does. Well, then you want to ignore science. There was a post I meant to put up, I will put it up for you guys later on, of a multitude, which makes the left skin crawl, multitude of kids born in 22 weeks that lived. And now you see them at 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20. They're doing just fine. So you can't say it didn't have a chance, it didn't live. So when you abort a baby at 22 weeks, 26, 28 weeks, what are you doing? It is a baby. That's science. That's not God, and that's not Joe Messina. So you can't have it all three ways. You can't keep telling me I have to adhere to science when you don't. Biology is biology. You cannot change it. It is what it is, as they say. Now, you can change it. You can change your physical and bodily appearances by cosmetic surgery or sex change surgery, any of those things, but it doesn't change your muscle mass. Even the hormones that you get, or the hormone inhibitors, there are certain things hormone inhibitors can't change, that they lack. If a male is more susceptible to a certain kind of disease than a female, in most cases, even when they go through the operation, they'll still be more susceptible to it. Why? Because biology doesn't change. So apparently Fox had defeated Tamika Brents. by a knockout 2 minutes into the first round. In addition to the damaged orbital bone that required 7 staples, Brinch received a concussion. A post-fight interview, she told the local TV station, "I've never felt so overpowered in my life." Now, this, they train all their lives for these things. These women train all of their lives for this. They build up their muscle mass to be the strongest woman in the ring. How does a transgender walk into that ring and actually honestly look and believe that they should be allowed to play in there? I was looking at charts this week on the difference, the stance, the muscle mass, the shoulder width, the whole thing, the looking at it on a chart, a scientific chart, not a political correctness chart. There is a, I know some of you on the left are going out of your mind, right? I can't believe he's saying this. He's on a school board. All these kids are going to get all upset. No, the kids may get some information I might be able to work with. Instead of having mommy just pat them on the back and tell them everything's okay, they need to understand what they're up against, what they're going to be up against out there. And is this right or wrong? I mean, this Fallon Fox person has got a man's stance, physique, and look. Sorry, it is what it is. You can't change biology. They get in that ring, they're going to have more strength. They're going to be able to, you heard what she said. She said, "My God, I never felt so overpowered in my life." She said, "I fought a lot of women." This is the woman that had been beat. "And I've never felt the strength that I felt in the fight as I did that night." We'll hear more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Should transgenders be allowed to play sports in whatever they've switched to? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Going on. We are back. I'm Gerald Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on in the chat room. The smartest people in my chat room, I don't blame you for hanging out there. Really. And I get a kick out of the fact that, you know... I love when you guys have your own conversation. No, I really do. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to, we were talking about transgenderism, but transgenders as it pertains to sports. Okay, I mean, there's all kinds of aspects and areas we could talk about here. I mean, when you talk about the, so you're born a male, and you decide you're a female, and you take the hormone enhancers, whatever, blockers, whatever you need to take, even if you go through the surgery or what have you, you still have the makeup of a male. You still have the bone structure, the strength, the upper body strength, whatever it is, you still have it. And when you listen to some of the people talk, some of the women that are involved in women's sports, and they say they deal with these men, they feel the difference. The one woman who was terribly beat up, she says, I've fought a lot of women that have never felt strength like that. I've never felt as I did that night. I can't answer whether it was because she who played a political correct side. She's never felt strength like that. She's never felt anybody beat her like that. She's been doing this for a while. These women work hard to get where they get. That's why there's two different sport or two different categories of the sports. They work hard to get what they're getting. She won't say whether she believes he was born because he was born a man. She says, I'm not a doctor. I'm going to play with a doctor. I have to say in a minute. She says, I can only say that I've never felt so overpowered in my life, ever. She says, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right. She said his grip was different. She added, I could usually move around. I don't know what that means. Clinch. She said, especially with females, but in this case, I couldn't get out of Fox's clinch. Fox's gender controversy is not new here, though. Back in March of 2013, after a 39-second knockout victory, it was revealed that Fox had not told the MMA community about his sex change operation. which took place in 2006. The bout was the fifth straight first victory for the then 37-year-old Fox. Right, he had plenty of amateur bouts where he won, easily won. A video of the fight taken by ringside fans showed Fox throwing several powerful knees into the face and the torso of Brent at the start of the match. She pulled guard to protect herself. I don't know what any of this means. Brent turned her back to avoid damage, where she took approximately 45 seconds of elbow and fist strikes, many blocked by her hands and arms before the referee stopped the fight. Critics of Fox abound, especially in the light of Brent's fight. Ultimate Fighting Championship UFC female champ Ronda Rousey told TMZ that while she would fight Fox, allowing transgender men to fight in a case-by-case, should be a case-by-case scenario. I feel like if you already go through puberty as a man, that's something you can't really reverse. If a boy who was on hormone therapy to become a woman prior to puberty wanted to fight as a woman, maybe that might be different. Now, because Fox had transgender surgery so late in life, however, Rousey said he shouldn't fight women. Likewise, in that same time period, UFC announcer Joe Rogan made his opinion unambiguously and graphically clear, saying on his podcast that a transgender man would have all the bone structure that comes with being a man. You have bigger hands, you have bigger shoulder joints, and so on. Why this is a problem is we can't even speak the truth anymore. We can't even discuss some of the facts without being called haters. Go back and get my podcast from last week with Walt Heyer on it. I call him the double transgender because he went from male to female to male again. And now he's been counseling transgenders for years. He's lived it. He should be able to talk about it. Yet I still got hate emails. And I think it's hilarious. You guys are so, you call us closed-minded. I got the guy on the show. I have had gays on the show. I believe I've had lesbians on the show. I believe I've had blacks. Well, I don't believe, I know. We're not afraid to talk about it. You must be afraid. You must be petrified enough to talk about this stuff because it's always hate speech. You think you're going to shut it down by calling it hate speech. You're not. You know, many think I shouldn't be on a school board because I talk about these issues. And because I don't agree with them, that means I hate, which means I've got the kids petrified. I'm sorry. You've got the kids petrified. They can't even talk about this. They can't even get a difference of opinion. They can't. I don't know what you're afraid of. I really don't understand what you're afraid of. Except for the truth. I think it's the only thing that bothers you. So since I can't talk about it, I think it was Laura Ingraham She did an interview earlier tonight, and I happened to grab it. And the doctor in it is talking about the differences. Now, here's the thing. You know, it started irritating me a couple of weeks ago with the hormone blockers to 6 years old, six-year-olds. It's wrong. It's just dead wrong. Even doctors on the left, even hardcore liberal doctors, are saying we don't have enough research on this. We shouldn't be doing this nilly-willy because we just don't have enough research on it. Take a listen.
Our transgender persons, they become women in surgery, hormones and so forth, and then they compete. Now, what's wrong with that? If that's how they feel they're fulfilling their destiny, what's the big deal?
Yeah, well, it's really important to know that while hormones play a role in athletic performance.
I need you to listen carefully. Don't just say, okay, yeah, I agree. Just listen, though. There's a rhyme or reason behind this. He's not saying this because he's against it. He's talking about medicine, biology, medical fact, not a God thing, medical fact.
By giving a male estrogen and suppressing their normal testosterone, there are many aspects of fundamental biology that don't change.
That's the sticky point. Aspects of basic biology that don't change. That's what I've been saying, is that it doesn't, no matter what you do, it doesn't change. You dye your hair blonde and you've got black hair. It doesn't change. Underneath that, it's still black hair. Because your DNA calls it out as black. Because your genetic markers call them out as black.
And that includes the imprinting that occurs at the genetic level in every cell and every tissue in the body. And
every cell and every tissue in the body still hold the same markers. They don't change. Even with the hormone blockers, even with the hormone therapy, they don't change. So to think that muscle mass, bone structure isn't going to change either, it's not a stretch.
Many of these changes are not accounted for by the hormones alone, and it's really unknown since this is, as you said, has come on so rapidly. The study of individuals that have had artificial manipulation of their hormone levels and how that influences long-term their performance in athletics and other areas really is largely unknown.
See, this is a 20 or 30 or 40-minute interview that goes on, not here, not this one. And what he was just saying about it's much more than just hormone blockers. It's so much more than that. Because when you talk, and I've heard some of the arguments as well, we give hormone therapy to women and you know, to men, to people who are having issues to get it where it needs to be. But the key term is where it needs to be, where it was supposed to be. Because then those hormones work with the other chemicals in your body, the other things going on in your body, and biology in your body, to make that stuff work properly. Now, you can fight it all you want. You can say, I feel that way or this. But the bottom line is, the chemicals are chemicals. You don't change the makeup because you want to. You don't change the makeup because you try to stop them.
Unknown.
All these centers that have popped up, these transgender...
Yeah, I didn't know about this, but listen to the numbers.
...centers or gender dysphoria treatment centers... Where this really wasn't something that was devoted so much time and resources to. There's one clinic in the UK that had 94 cases where patients came in and said they were gender confused back in 2009. And in 2016, 1,986 people.
Yeah, and they're going to say, well, that's because now they felt comfortable in coming out. I don't know. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. We're listening to Real Side on GCN Live on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I like when you check in, too. Carolyn from Alabama. And, that was good. Judy from Mesa, and Kevin from Illinois, Alan from Tennessee. Thank you guys for guys and gals. Can I do that? Can we say that? It is? Because we don't want to hear the political correctness. That's right. So if you're insulted by any of that, you just need to tune somewhere else. It's that easy. See, you don't have to sit there and stay offended. I give you the freedom. Look, see, with the wave, right? You go any place you want to go. There's a whole well, they don't use dials anymore, do they? You have to now use the up and down key. And in my day, it was a dial. You can go up and down the dial. Just go where you got to go. If this place makes you crazy, then just go where you got to go. It's really that simple. All right, so earlier tonight, I grabbed this off of Fox. And we're talking about transgenders in sports. And again, people should be allowed to play in sports. I get all of that. We have all kinds of categories, right? Male, female, which I always get a kick out of, too, because, you know, I talked about it earlier tonight. People are complaining. The hardcore people on the left are complaining of gender inequality and that some of these big companies hire more men than they do women, and they don't pay them as well. But my confusion comes in that I thought there weren't any women. I thought there weren't any genders. So if there's no genders, how can you have gender inequality? How does a man get paid more than a woman when you don't have any genders? So which is it? Do we have gender when it makes sense for you? When this is like the whole God thing, no God thing. When it makes sense, science, no science. It seems like the left, when it makes sense, when they go, they gravitate towards it. When it doesn't, they ridicule it. It's the same thing here. You have got a male makeup. You've got maybe there's a whole section, or maybe the males have to play in an upper league to even it out. I don't know. I'm not a sports guy. I don't know. What I do know is the male structure is the male structure is the male structure because of biology. It's really that easy. So this doctor is talking about, even though you have hormone shots, even though you're going through this stuff, there's other chemical imbalances in your body that the hormone shots don't address. It doesn't take care of. So how can that be good for you? Whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, you know, Mother Nature has a plan for your body. From a chemical standpoint, let's even throw out the gender standpoint. We'll just say from a chemical standpoint. If that's the case, how do you expect that you're going to give it some shots to bring it in line with what you believe yourself to be? You know, trapped in the wrong body, gender, I don't know. How do you believe all that? And there's no real, according to this doctor, it still doesn't fix the root problem. Listen.
Came in. So yes. The cynic says this is big business. The person who's more into this whole thing says, well, this is just people being freer to express themselves. That's a big jump from just 2009, doctor.
It is. The claim that is often made is that many individuals that had not sought treatment are now coming forward for the treatment. There's many aspects of that, those statistics, though, that have not been studied in a...
Yeah, and I've heard this from more and more doctors on both sides, that studies, you need to do more studies on this. They're throwing it out there because it feels good, it feels right, it'll keep somebody from committing suicide. Those numbers haven't been proven either. Again, Walt Heyer, who studies this stuff on a regular basis, talked about how, talked about the suicide rate even after the operation. And then he talked about the rate that was over 90% of those who have gender dysphoria over a period of time before they come on their teens. Over 90%. I don't want to say get over it. They deal with it. It goes away. And those aren't my numbers.
Statistics, though, that have not been studied in a rigorous scientific manner. And there's a lot of concern that many, especially in the area of children, many children that would normally have realigned their identity to in agreement with their biological sex are...
All right, there you go. See, he didn't screw it up. I did. Realign to their biological sex. Many realign back to their biological sex. You know how many confusing things you're going through in life? At 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Really. And some people feel hopeful. You know, you always read these stories about young ladies, even boys. My son. No, he never felt like he wanted to be a woman, but he definitely felt like his body wasn't right. He wasn't tall enough. He wasn't big enough. He wasn't growing fast enough. His hair wasn't... He didn't have the right muscles. He didn't have the right... His nose was too big. His feet were too... there was always something wrong with that kid. He always felt bad about a certain part of his body. He does it today. And actually, as time went on, instead of constantly going, okay, well, let's see, we'll go to the doctor, we'll see what we can do. We didn't do that. We encouraged him and told him everything was going to be fine. You know, start working out, start doing this, eat a little differently. You'll see the muscle mass start to grow. You'll feel better about yourself. Instead of going 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Yes, there must be something wrong with you. Yes, you must be sick. Yes, we have to get you to the doctor. No, we didn't encourage that.
Moving forward now into hormonal treatment.
You're saying they're being affirmed, counseling sessions, or in the doctor's office, or somewhere. They're being affirmed in their...
Affirmed, for those of you who don't know. That means when they go to a doctor for help, for counseling, affirmed is when the doctor agrees with them that they're trapped in the wrong body.
View that they're not really their biological gender. And it can happen as young as ages 4, 5, and 6. These are little kids who, you know, you don't let walk across the street without holding their hand, but...
You know, that's funny. It is so funny that she says that, because I really hadn't gone to that level. But we have kids who are given hormone blockers at 5, 6, 7, 8. And right, they don't have the horse sense to when to cross the street or not cross the street or something's hot or not hot. We have 2 grandchildren close to us, 1, 6, 5, or 4. 4. So we got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. I can't imagine either one of them. And it's not even I can imagine. They can't even make decisions on basic everyday stuff. On how to get dressed. You know, what to wear for what temperature. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast where the snow was. And these kids would go running outside half naked in the snow. Think about the things you do with your teenagers or what have you. Keep them from killing themselves because they don't wear the right clothes. They don't understand what they're getting themselves into in different situations in life. So we guide and we direct our children because they can't make the decisions on their own. But apparently this group feels that at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, they can make life-altering decisions about their bodies. Remember, you can give them the hormone blockers, and let's say they decide they were wrong. Do you know what happens to them later on in life? Any one of you? No, you can't answer it. You know why? Because there's not been enough studies on it. And you really believe that that's the right thing to do.
They're making some pretty big decisions.
That's correct. I think that the social affirmation component of that, and also putting forward the opportunity for this hormonal treatment progressing on often to surgery, is often influencing the trajectory that these children normally would have. At least that's something that needs to be investigated.
Can I just ask you a real quick question? We're almost out of time. But so if people are born men and then get this...
And she makes a good point here. She's going to make a good point here. If you're born one way... And you decide you're trapped in that body and things need to change and things need to be fixed. What happens chemically to the rest of your body? How does the rest of your body eat? Now remember, you've only had parts and pieces changed. What does the rest of your body have? Do the chemicals change? If you were born male and you decide you need to be a female or want to be a female, does once you have the operation, do the chemicals change in the rest of your body? Just a question.
Treatment to be, you know, to become, in their view, women, and then compete. They measure their estrogen levels, so it's no longer required by the IOC, the Olympic Committee, that you get a sex reassignment surgery. It's just you have to have a certain estrogen level for a year before competition. Does that make sense to you medically?
No. She didn't go down and say mentally. She didn't make fun. She's asking a serious question about biology.
Well, I believe it's actually the testosterone level that
they're trying to make sure it's in a good range. Exactly.
But what's concerning, or at least of questionable about that whole philosophy, you know, the hormone levels do play an influence, but really is there are many other components of being a man or a woman. And so if you take a male and you suppress their testosterone and give them estrogen, they really, from a biological standpoint, are still feminized males rather than females.
And the concern doesn't go the other way of women competing in males, but...
Now, just for clarity here, he's not making fun when he says feminized, because I know some of you will believe that. That's not what he was saying. What he was trying to say is they get the female parts, but the chemicals aren't there. The body makeup's not there. The biology is still the same. The DNA never changes. You're an Xer or a Y-er. I'm Joe Mesidi, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, we're going to be here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow night. Don't go far. Got a lot of stuff coming up tomorrow night. Evan Sayet's going to join us. Ray Comfort will be on with us tomorrow night. Dave Fisher, our gold guy. Come on back. You're going to love it tomorrow night. Not today. Have a great rest of the day.